As lawmakers debate immigration, it's playing out on the border with Mexico. The American volunteer group No More Deaths helped produce a report released last week claiming Homeland Security agents sabotage humanitarian efforts. Videos show agents kicking over jugs of water left in the desert by volunteers for people crossing illegally.
So you get a good shot. Pick up this trash somebody left on the trail.
Well, that same day, agents detained volunteer Scott Warren on charges of harboring people illegally after he took several border crosses to a No More Deaths safe place. Alicia Dinsmore is also a volunteer with No More Deaths. And Alicia, some say agents were once more accepting of your work, but you say the harassment has been going on for a while.
Yeah, I think it's a little complicated. It's important to know that the report that we released last Wednesday, January 17th, was a report that used data coming from 2012 to 2015, and it documents 3,586 gallons being destroyed. On average, we find our water destroyed two times a week in southern Arizona, and we believe that Border Patrol is responsible for the majority of this destruction. So even before the Trump administration came into office, we were seeing interference with humanitarian aid. And that's not just with these water gallons, these life-preserving supplies that we put out. Our volunteers also experienced harassment, threats of detention, their vehicles being run off the road by Border Patrol agents in the field, surveilling them and following them on foot, on horseback, on ATV. Things like this are really common for humanitarian aid providers in southern Arizona and has an impact on our ability to provide humanitarian aid for those who are crossing.
Well, you know, you call it humanitarian aid. The border agents in many cases called it littering, and that's, it's under that charge that they arrested some of the volunteers, but a court overturned a littering conviction against at least one of your volunteers for leaving these gallons of water in the desert. But can you try to see the point of the agents that leaving water out, something you see as life-saving, might actually be luring people into this false sense of safety? That is a treacherous crossing.
It is a treacherous crossing, and I think it's important to remember that people weren't crossing through treacherous terrain like the terrain they currently are until the 2000s. In the mid-90s, Border Patrol changed its enforcement policy to build up enforcement in the easy-to-cross areas and funnel people into the harsh, desolate desert terrain. So there has been this increased militarization in easy-to-cross areas, increasing of agents on the ground, sensors, drones, towers, walls, things like this in the easy-to-cross areas that has really pushed people into, quote, hostile terrain, which is the language that Border Patrol used in its 1994 strategy document. And so us leaving water in the 2,800-square-mile area in which we work, which is a fraction of the U.S.-Mexico border, I think it's absurd to think that people are making their decisions to cross based off of the fact that they might encounter water gallons.
Yeah. But it's not just that you leave water. You also lead people to shelter places like the barn where they can get food and water. And this is where one of your volunteers was recently arrested outside the barn. But DHS says they operate rescue beacons in this area. If people want help, they should call 911. Border Patrol agents have rescued immigrants in this way. They got a 911 call from four distressed migrants, as they said, who'd been wandering in the desert for 5 days, and Border Patrol agents guided them to a rescue beacon near the town of Ajo, which was where one of your volunteers was arrested for maybe doing the same thing. So they say we are averting deaths. We are helping rescue.
Yeah, I think that is just Border Patrol's attempts at rescuing people and saving people's lives is really a band-aid solution, because the crisis of death and human disappearance we're seeing along the U.S.-Mexico border is a direct result of a policy that started going into place in the mid-90s that has forced people into this terrain. So the idea that Border Patrol is the actor that should be saving people's lives is absurd, because they are creating this crisis in the first place.
Yeah. Well, and as you know, the Border Patrol agents push back by saying, you know, you're doing what you think is right, but we are doing our jobs. I mean, they're doing what they're told to do.
I mean, yeah, the border enforcement strategy has been made in a way to risk people's lives who are crossing. And we see that on the ground with the number of deaths we see. And Border Patrol this summer raided our humanitarian aid station out of Aravaca, Arizona, arresting 4 people receiving medical care. And now with the arrest of Scott Warren and these videos being leaked of Border Patrol agents from 2010 to 2017 destroying humanitarian aid, it definitely paints a picture that supports the policy. And the policy explicitly is to funnel people into this terrain. People now take anywhere from 3 days to a month to cross, where previously that was just not the reality.
Mm. Alicia Dinsmore, a volunteer with the group No More Deaths, reminding us of what's going on the border as the debate over the wall continues in Washington. Alicia, thank you.
Thank you.
And a Border Patrol spokesman told us the Border Patrol shares a common goal with the non-governmental organizations to preserve human life and to prevent injury. We do not condone or encourage destruction or tampering with any water or food caches. We will hear more down the road.